Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I live with really great neighbours, do they? They like me.
Now you're just sucking up.
And I think I like them. No, they do.
What did you do?
No, this is from Jerry. Yeah. My neighbour has a really large tree in their yard, hangs over our fence quite considerably. I asked them to trim it back, but he says it's a natural for a tree to spread out, and that's how he likes it. I decided to take matters into my own hands recently and chop down the parts of the tree, and I took the trimmings into his yard and put them there. Well, why did you do that, Jerry? Just get rid of them yourself.
Before.
You numpty.
Before George, Michael interrupted me, I was talking about, because you were saying that you put nails in trees.
Oh, no, no, I'm just saying, does that
to kill
work?
Them.
I did it in our yard.
You know why?
What?
Simple. I haven't looked this up, I just remember it from woodwork in year 11. It was, there's the cambium layer in a tree, which is where all the nutrients go, and it goes up underneath the skin of the bark.
Right.
That outer layer. That's why if you ring bark a tree, like you take all the bark off around the outside, the cambium layer, the nutrients can't go up and it kills it. But if you just put a nail in, it's like sticking a finger in a river. The water just goes around it.
Right.
So it doesn't hurt the tree at all.
Well, Jerry, he did this. He put the stuff in the trimmings in the backyard. And you go, neighbour went ballistic. Just get rid of it in the green bin, mate. That's what you do. Or, because like we have trees that come into our yard from Al's place and over the clothes, and I just chop it down. There's no problems.
Just cut it back.
Cut it back. That's what you can do because it comes in yard.
Trees, no, you know what? I like trees in neighbours' yards because they give you privacy, but they take up their space.
Yeah, and all the leaves drop
so,
in.
So, you know, if you need to, you just get up there and. But once they're too big, it's hard to.
Oh, hard to try and get rid of. Nathan. G'day, Nathan.
Nathan.
How you going, gents?
Yeah, good, mate. What happened?
Oh, mate, we just had three trees taken down in the backyard, 90 foot, mate. You should see the mess, but anyway. the silky oak, one of the fastest growing trees there is, yeah? Mate, I know how them Canadians feel in over there having to sweep up all that or break up all them leaves every time I mow. So I was starting to get a bit frustrated. We've got young Tylen's picked up on this, yeah? So I come home from work, and there's Tylen with the Cormus drill drawing holes in the tree. I said, what are you doing that for? He said, mate, you go see it on YouTube that kill the tree.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, we got to take him down on Friday and Saturday, yeah?
Yeah.
But it does work.
No. If you drill holes in a tree and pour weed killer into the holes, that'll work.
Roundup generally.
Yeah, that kills it. But if you just drill a hole in a tree, there's no problem at all. Like a lot of they actually have special treehouse attachments that are just screws that screw into a tree with a bracket on the outside, so you can actually attach a treehouse tree without actually doing damage.
Have you watched Treehouse Masters?
Oh, I've got a book about treehouses.
Oh, mate, Treehouse Masters is brilliant. Is he Canadian or American bloke?
There's some incredible stuff.
Unbelievable.
Being made.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars where they can drill in. So, yeah, generally it is, Nathan, you drill the hole and put in bloody Roundup.
Well, he put dishwasher liquid in there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, okay.
Jeez, I tell you what.
When I had a closer look, there was bubbles coming out.
And the tree's pretty clean, though, isn't it?
Mate, there's not even a stump in the ground now. that's how quick he got rid of it. Taken down.
Hey, mate, is it expensive to chop trees down now?
Mate, it was three trees over $10,000.
$10,000?
Not much change from 15.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah,
wow, that's a lot. Isn't it?
All right, mate. Thanks for that, Nathan.
It's not one of those. Not one of those things you can do yourself, though, is it?
Oh, no, bloody. Oh, I wouldn't trust myself. I don't trust myself with a knife and fork, let alone a chainsaw.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
What are you doing now? Now that Jenny Craig could be going under. What are you doing now?
Just,
where are you going to go
just
to?
Just continuing on as normal.
Man shake.
You know, everything's. I'm feeling actually quite fit, except for just the round bit over my belt. Everything else is all right. Do they call that a beer gut?
Show me your look.
No, let's just suck it in.
That's a beer gut. But I didn't think like the Australian Arm, a weight loss business, Jenny Craig, has appointed voluntary administrators after being caught up in the collapse of its US parent company. I thought, oh geez, they were doing well. But clearly not. But there's so many other meal services now. God, a lot of people around here. Oh, we do too. We buy the stuff from Coles and all that sort of stuff. You know, those quick meals. They're bloody good. Do you buy them?
Yeah, no, I don't.
You're not a fan, are you?
No, I'm not.
Why?
I'd rather cook fresh produce.
But you can with some of those. Remember we had those box things delivered to us?
No, they come frozen in a box.
No, those box things that were delivered to us. Remember those
boxy
things?
Oh, the box, you put it together yourself.
Yeah,
that Marley's
Molly Spoon.
Molly Spoon. And you put
that's
together.
Still going?
You can make it yourself. No, I find that the fresh in the name is not
necessarily
so much
fresh in the
doesn't
taste.
isn't reflected. So, you know, yeah. I like to just go and buy what I want, cook it.
Me too, mate.
And I cook enough so that I've got dinner for 3 days.
Yeah. And that's what.
I'm quite happy eating the same thing 3 times.
In the jar of Dolmio, you have meals for 3.
Oh, come on, please.
Yeah, that is true. You have for 3 days in a jar of Dolmio.
Do not tell me that frozen veggies are actually more nutritious than fresh.
They do, because as soon as they're snap frozen, they keep all the nutrients in that little, say, it's a bean. And
yeah, but
then
the problem is you microwave all the nutrients out.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong? But it kills. Oh, you know what I did today? Actually, just quickly, I had some Just Right, you know, the cornflakes. I thought I'd pour them into some Glad Wrap. So I brought to work, and you know what came out? A bloody cockroach. And you just go, oh.
Out of your breakfast cereal box.
And I'm there. I'm not going to eat that.
You got issues.
No, it's those little black things. You know, the German cockroaches. And they're everywhere, mate. They are everywhere. We spoke about that.
No, I know we did, but, oh, mate.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't mean that we're dirty at home.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
You've got, if they're coming out of your food boxes.
Does that mean?
Okay. I don't know.
Did you want to come around for dinner tonight?
No way. Okay.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And this is good news because you're going to go and get your ear checked today.
Well, look, it was only 2 weeks, a week ago. I just went, oh, that's something behind my ear and it hurts a bit. And you looked at it.
Yep.
And you went, that's nothing. I went, oh.
Well, I couldn't see anything, but, you know.
And so I rang. I thought, you know what? I'm going to get my skin checked because I had a skin cancer cut off last year off my nose.
Off your snoogle.
And you go, I don't want that stuff. You know, mate, you're left untreated, it'll kill you.
Because I go and get twice a year, I'm going to get Molmex done from a doctor, go and get my skin checked. Because when we grew up, there was no awareness campaign. Yeah. There is now.
And you go in for regular skin tag removals.
As well.
So that's as well.
But
it's important to get yourself checked.
Very much so.
That's what pricked my ears up when I saw this, a medical breakthrough that could reduce the recurrence of melanoma in patients. And someone who knows a lot more about it.
Yes, is Dr. Nick Coatsworth, who is from the infectious disease physician. He joins us this morning. Dr. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Not too bad. This is good news, Dr. Nick.
Oh, look, it is. I just want to say it's great news that you're paying attention to lumps and bumps that turn up on the body, because so many blokes of our age don't. And I think it's a great message that when we do find things that shouldn't be there, or are feeling things that are a bit unusual, that we go to our GP and get them checked out. So full points on that one.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I looked at Paddy the first time I met him. I said, there's a massive lump on the front of your face. He said, that's my nose.
Dr. Nick, he is an idiot. Seriously. But
what is this breakthrough we're hearing about, testing for tumours?
Yeah, so this is an actual vaccine for cancer. Now, let's say that again, a vaccine for cancer. It would just be an amazing breakthrough, and it's well on the way to being actually available for Australians. And basically what happens for Australian patients with advanced melanoma, so what we call metastases, it's gone to other places in the body, it's really a threat to your life. You can take some of the tumour now and create an mRNA vaccine against the tumour, and your own body's immune cells then start to fight it a little bit more than they were before. And it has amazing results of 44% decrease in mortality at 18 months compared to standard therapy for people with advanced melanoma. This is not far away now.
That's incredible.
Really good news.
Now, this is for all types of melanoma, like this, as far as it's not just skin cancer. You're not just taking skin samples, are you?
No, this is particularly for those patients who have got advanced melanoma for whom the standard therapy is not working. So we're not talking about for people who get a skin lesion cut off, it turns out to be melanoma, but it's all gone and they're fine for many years. We're talking about people who it comes back or it's already very advanced when they get diagnosed, this sort of therapy is mainly for them. And it gives a lot of hope, because we know it's one of the leading skin cancer capital is Australia. And of course, to have this as part of our medications is going to be incredible. And I think it's probably a couple of years away, but that is pretty close for a cancer vaccine.
And trials going well with this, Dr. Nick?
Yeah, so it's up to what we call phase three trials, which is the last set of trials before you can actually bring something to market. And so that's how close it is. The results have been great. And of course, if it works for melanoma, people who are trialing this, the scientists are looking at other cancers as well. So in the future, it's not just going to be melanoma. One thing I got to say to the listeners, though, is that, you know, prevention's always better than having to have the cure. Yeah. Still have to wear a hat. You still have to wear long sleeve shirts and put sunscreen on during summer, and particularly when you're a child and a young adult. Yeah. Really important stuff.
Too right. And a couple of years, that's a realistic time scale as well, not like the fast train that we're hoping for on the Central Coast. That could be, who knows when that's coming.
You're going to be waiting a long time for that. But no, this is realistic. We're talking to the TGA's been spoken to by the pharmaceutical company, which is Moderna, the same people who did the COVID-19 vaccines. And the talks are going on now. So this is soon.
Funky Cole, Moderna. Comes so back good. Again. Yeah, really good news. And don't check yourself in aisle three in the supermarket, Rob, like you did last week. Dr. Nick Coatsworth, infectious disease physician. Mate, that is really good news. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thanks, fellas. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, check yourself. Make sure you do.
Yeah. And seriously. In aisle three if you have to.
Yeah. Kathy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. I rang my sister yesterday. It was her birthday, Kathy. Happy birthday, Kathy. She listens on the listener app, LISTNR.
Hi, Kath.
Hey, Kath. And anyway, I said, oh, geez, it's cold. It was cold yesterday afternoon.
You do whinge about the cold a lot, though.
Yeah, and I do, because I get all the whinging from you, I think, and I go home and just whinge, continue the whinge. And anyway, she was saying it was 5 degrees in Bundy. In Gold Coast, it was down to 3 degrees.
It's unheard of.
It was, because you know how we got that storm on the cold front that came through on the weekend.
Oh, let me guess, it had moved north?
Yeah, it did. Good boy. Jeez, good. Jeez, good.
It's amazing how weather works, isn't it?
We had a meeting yesterday, and Tim, who's, geez, he's bloody high up here, isn't he? He bloody runs a joint.
Well, he's like the head cheese.
Yeah. Anyway, we were just talking about things, and he said he can't click his fingers. He said, no.
Yeah, of course you can. You're lying.
And anyway, Timmy, is it me?
Gave us a demo. Yeah. It wasn't a click sound. It was a lot more like a
There was nothing. No. There was nothing on there. He cannot click his fingers. And it was very funny. So we thought, what did you never learn to do? Like, as I said to Rob, Mum never learned to drive a car. Chloe, producer, what is it that you can't do? Good morning.
I can only click with my left hand. That's one of the things. So I can click left hand.
Yeah, very good.
But with my right hand.
Oh, no, not as good as your left hand.
Yeah, but I'm right-handed, so I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But I also can't whistle.
At all.
At all. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a whistle. Oh, that's pretty ordinary.
Pretty pathetic. See? But because when I was a kid, I had a big gap. Oh!
See, there you go.
Can you whistle out your fingers?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it. It's very
piercing. No, I didn't want to. I had to do it away from.
I'll go back. And,
yeah, well, I didn't. Is yours really that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I did.
It looks like you've practiced that a lot.
This is a very small room.
Yeah, sorry about that, Chloe, for your ears. So what happened when you were a kid?
But I had a big gap between my two front teeth as a kid, and I used to whistle through the gap in my teeth.
Just when you talked?
A little bit, but I managed to learn, like, teach myself how to do it. I put my tongue, you know, in the gap, and I could whistle through the gap.
Yeah.
But then the gap slowly closed, and... I can't whistle anymore.
Oh, that's wrong. So you would have preferred to have a big gap in your teeth now so you could still whistle.
Yeah, exactly. See? Everyone's got to whistle, right?
See?
Always had a gap in my teeth.
So, see, it does happen. Things that you never learn to do. 12353, you want to have a chat? What did you never learn to do, mate?
I wish I'd never learned how to clip my fingers, because that wouldn't be quite as embarrassing. I never learned how to parallel park, and I can't to save me life.
Oh, really?
Oh, Damo.
Oh, Damo. How mate, I can tell you right now. So there's an easy way to do it.
Of course he'd know.
Yeah, that's
Damo,
right.
So you've never learnt to parallel park?
No. I started and tried and practiced, but I just can't be bothered anymore. I just give up.
So do you drive around till you find a car park that you can nose in first?
Absolutely, I do.
Damo.
How old are you, Damo?
Why bother?
Yeah, how old are you?
How old are you?
I'm 23.
23. It's not too late, Damo.
It's never too late. Absolutely, it's not. Mate. But for now, I'm just like, bugger it.
So,
if you get exactly parallel with the car next to you that you want to park behind, and then reverse until your back tire is past the back of their boot, then you turn your wheel at the same speed while moving to 45 degrees, so your car goes out to 45. Then as soon as it's at 45 degrees, turn it back the other way, continuing the same speed all the way.
Damo,
your car will just tuck in and you'll have no problem at all.
Damo, don't worry. Don't listen to that. Just don't parallel park.
I'm too worried about smacking someone else's car. I'll have to practice on me nan and my dad's car or something.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. But you know what? You're going to look good while you're parallel parking, so we're going to give you a budgie smuggler voucher.
$100 worth.
You beauty. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Get your kid out. Thanks, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, KFC,
mm-hmm.
You were worried that we had the same story.
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
KFC has released what?
They've released a new menu item.
No.
They've released shirts.
KFC merch.
They've had that for a while.
They're calling it. No, they've released it for good. It's called.
Like you can get budgie smugglers with KFC.
Kentucky
on
Fried
it.
Couture.
Oh, right. hang on.
Kentucky Fried Couture.
So what and can
we
buy?
Well, you can go online. You can buy all this stuff. And let me show you because you'll like some of this.
Yeah.
See it?
You got a bucket hat.
You got those little slip on
shoes
slippers
that you get at hotels.
Yeah, the ones
stay
that you
there.
Take home from hotels.
Yeah.
But they've got heaps of stuff.
And they've got bomber jackets.
Yeah.
Caps, bum bags, tracksuit pants, socks, t-shirts.
Over
caps.
20 items.
Yeah.
Sweaters, slides, bucket hat, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the profits are going to KFC Youth Foundation, charity partners, Black Dog Institute, Reach Out Australia, and White Line.
Well done.
But it's great. But there's room here for other places to maybe follow suit.
What?
I think other places to other follow suit. You got KFC Couture.
Yeah.
Right. You could have Hungry Jack's Haberdashery, couldn't you? You could have.
That's what I had to get out.
Red
this.
Rooster, Botox Booster. You could. Piercing the gut with Pizza Hut.
Okay, like you that. Could, like,
go to Pizza Hut for a piercing.
Yeah.
Subway suits.
Yep.
Painting toes at Domino's.
Oh, Jesus.
What if you did?
Any more?
Singo's Meats. Get crop tops and your pork chops.
Is that it?
That's it.
When you've eaten all of that stuff.
Those drums are unnecessary.
You told me to get them out.
I just wasn't sure if I would need.
I had to highlight it some way, give it some sort of cred. Well, after you've eaten all that, you can go to this gym in Melbourne, and they're charging. It's a cut like a wellness space in
Who's
Melbourne.
Who's going to a gym in Melbourne?
Well, I'm just saying, if you've eaten all that stuff.
Hi, everyone, going to Melbourne.
Have a guess what they charge up to. Have a guess how much a week. Have a guess.
For what? Gym membership?
Yep.
I've never had a gym membership. I wouldn't know.
Chose. How much? Go on, have a guess. Up to $2,000 a week for a gym membership.
Is that normal?
Hey, generally, they're $15 a week, right?
$15 a week?
$15. And here,
do you
it's
waste
two,
that much money?
$15 a week's nothing, mate.
Up yeah, but to, you're getting nothing for it. Look at you.
Look at this. This body is a temple, man. $2,000. Mid-membership is about $1,000. But for that price, you have access to full-body MRIs, and you'd bloody want it, monthly blood testing, a spiritual healer, trainers, cryotherapy, infrared saunas, IV drips, elixirs, a magnesium lace pool, a vitamin C shower, a meditation cave, and a breathing coach. And that's just a few of the options at your disposal, Robert.
Oh, that's worth it.
For $1,000 to $2,000 a week. And you know what? So many people are joining up.
Well, mate, you might do it for a month.
$1,000. They offer a holistic approach, a place to heal, rest, and recover. and you can push yourself to the limit.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Last night, Robert, I was there in the Leagues Club.
Yeah.
Well, I do Tuesday nights there, unorthodox bingo.
Good night.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't too bad, a bit chilly. But see my phone, like they had this table with the black tablecloth on and my phone was on there.
Yeah.
And anyway, at the end of the night, I went, someone's picked my phone up. My phone's gone. No. I said to Russell, mate, did I give you my phone?
Oh, that's such a sinking feeling.
I went, my phone's gone. And I just went.
It's almost worse than when you're missing a child at the supermarket.
It's worse. Because I'm there. Yeah. And he said, mate, you didn't give me the phone. I'm there. Mate, I cannot find my phone. And I'm looking around someone's neck.
Yeah. At least the kid can call back when you're close.
And I'm thinking of all the people that are there. I'm there. She must have nicked it.
You got it.
He might have nicked it. No, what? Then why would they need my phone? And then stupid Pixie Mick, who helps me, he put this box over my phone because he didn't see it because it was flipped upside down on the black tablecloth, and he put the box on it. Hey, you joke. I said, fair dinkum.
Why would you put something on top of my phone and hide it?
I had no idea. But got me thinking, mate, if you have lost your phone,
yeah,
how bad is that? Because I don't back up my phone. You know how you used to back up to iTunes?
Yeah.
I used to do it all the time. But I have not backed up iTunes for years and years. Now, you know you go
no,
to
the- I don't think you need to. Because
okay.
you used to have to back up to your laptop or your computer or whatever like that. And then they introduced this thing, right? It's called an iCloud.
I've got the iCloud. But if your SIM card is not there,
well,
how do you retrieve the information if you don't have your SIM? Because I know you were saying some phones are SIM-less.
Well, iCloud automatically backs up your iPhone daily when the iPhone is connected to power, locked and connected to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I know you're reading that from the laptop.
No, it's just something, it's just like stuff
but,
I know.
But if you haven't got your SIM card, we should get Chloe in here, 13353, and we try to get on to travel along.
On models that support 5G, your carrier might give you the option to back up the iPhone using your cellular network.
I'm not listening to that. Chloe,
yes.
But if you've lost your phone completely without your SIM card, How do you have to go and buy a new phone? Can I get all the data that I've had on my phone?
If it's not backed up, then no.
See in your face, Palmer.
Your SIM card is separate
exactly.
from your phone storage.
That's right.
And you can save contacts to your SIM card or to your phone. So if the contacts are saved to the SIM card, then they're gone.
But they're on, aren't they on your cloud as well?
No, the SIM card isn't connected to the cloud.
See, he thought, I'll make it.
Where's faith no more? Dream
so,
about a cloud.
Have you activated your cloud, Paddy?
Yes, I've got all my photos and that are on the cloud. They're all there.
Well, but, then you're probably fine.
No, but if I lose my phone completely, right, if I don't have my SIM card or nothing, how then do I retrieve it? Because I just can't type in my number if I get a new phone because it's going to give me a number.
Using radio broadcasting as a life service for yourself.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Oh, right.
If this happened to someone, what would that happen?
I think you'd be doomed.
Because you don't. You've got.
What?
I'm going to go and have a look in the cloud later.
But what I'm saying is that if you've lost your phone and you've got all your bloody information.
Yeah, but all the stuff on your phone gets backed up to the cloud.
Yes, but what I'm saying, if you lose your phone completely, mate, and you've got.
See your phone. Get a new phone, and you open it up and you go back up from cloud.
Yeah, but it has your
It'll
number.
Say, hi, my name's Rob. This is my Apple ID, and I want you to back up from my cloud.
Roby, we got Roby. I'm not listening to you. I'll listen to Roby. Roby, good morning.
Roby, what do you reckon?
Hey, how you going? Yeah, I lost my phone. I lost it overboard, went into the Brisbane water, could never find it again.
Oh,
Went and bought a new phone, and you just punch in your iTunes account, details, password, and
I do not know what my iTunes password.
You can't get insurance for stupidity.
You're knackered then if you don't know your password.
Okay, all right. So
I know his password, Ropey. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right. Okay, thanks, Ropey. Put you into the drawer for Call of the Week, Grilled and Aaron. We've got Steve. Okay, Steve.
Hey, Steve. What do you reckon?
Hey, listen. No, you're right, Rob.
Sorry, don't say that.
Sorry, Steve. I missed that. What was that?
Hit record. You're right, Rob.
That will not be played.
Thank you, Steve.
In rewind.
Oh,
I guarantee
God
that.
Bless you, Steve. Hang on a second. I've got to find something to give Steve.
Okay.
What have we got left?
I don't think we've got anything left.
We must have.
No, I gave it away to... I gave it away to...
Fidelis East
Katie?
Gosford voucher. Fidelis, your local Italian. $100 voucher. I'll give you tomorrow, Steve.
Oh, no, we can send him to Drifters. We can give... Drifters.
We
now,
go
Steve.
To Drifters. $100 to spend at Drifters Wharf for Mum this Mother's Day.
You're
there you go.
You're a loser, Palmer.
My wife would love that.
Okay.
Brilliant,
now,
Steve.
So, okay, so
start
I've
again,
lost
Steve.
Phone.
How did we start?
You're right, Rob. come on, you've got to stop this. I'm trying to tell
you. Sorry, okay, focus.
All right, sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
What was I right about this time?
Okay.
I've got to try and drive. This is too much.
Okay. All right, I can't do it anymore. I can't handle it.
Oh, Gerard.
Get him back.
Oh, we
Chloe,
got to
get
Steve
no,
back.
No, seriously, we've got to get Steve back. Come on, we've got to get Steve back. Now, we got him back. Now, Steve, you're there. We got him back. Now,
yeah,
so,
okay.
Someone's nicked my phone. I've lost everything. Okay, what do I do?
Well, I had to buy new phones for my wife and myself.
Yeah.
So all I did was, everything that I had on my previous phone, apps, the whole works, are all saved on the cloud. So as soon as I plugged it in, put a SIM in it, then you just download it, all of a sudden all your apps turn up, all your messages.
All your contacts,
hang on, but
everything.
So what number do you
contacts,
punch in?
Everything.
So I can lose my phone and don't worry about it?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you just, all it is go to your, whatever store you're with and sort it out, and I'll just, all of a sudden, everything just appears on your phone.
Okay. Why'd we do this segment then?
It's magic.
Okay, thank you.
I told you that.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
See you,
mate. You're right, Rob.
Oh, get rid of him now.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Good morning, Dr. Gordon Reid.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Very
not
good.
Too
thanks.
Bad.
Our member for Robertson is in the house to discuss the most exciting night of TV I think we've had in years.
I don't know about that. But good,
mate,
good morning.
It's prime time, mate. It's prime time.
I watched the coronation, the budget. Holy geez. It was long events. But Gordon, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What's the good part first?
Yeah, look, so one of the biggest benefits for people, particularly on the Central Coast, is going to be that investment into bulk billing incentives that people have probably heard on the news. So it's a $3.5 billion investment to triple the bulk billing incentive for GPs for eligible patient groups. And what that means in plain terms is it's going to be easier and cheaper to see a GP, and that will also benefit people on the Central Coast. And that's something I stood for in the election. That's something I've been lobbying my own people for and the health minister for, and I'll continue to fight for. And that's something that was delivered last night. And it's, I can't tell you the impact that that will have on hospitals like Gosford and Wyong Hospital, how if we prioritise preventative health and general practice and stop those chronic conditions from becoming acute exacerbated conditions, we'll be saving lives and making sure that people don't have to go to hospital.
Look, sounds all right.
What about, I read this morning where the government has slammed the brakes on the amount of small businesses can claim for a piece of new equipment, take it from $150,000 to $20,000. That's going to affect a lot of tradies.
Yeah, look, what I'd say to that is the budget is for targeted cost of living relief. I was talking about repair, relief and restraint in our last interview. Yeah. The budget's about targeted cost of living relief. So yes, there's the bulk billing changes that I've just spoken to you about, but there's also $3 billion in electricity bill relief. So making sure that eligible households and small businesses are going to benefit from that. I mean, I'm probably not the only one that said on your program that electricity prices are high and energy bills are high. And we need to make sure that we're taking the edge off there. So when we were called back to Canberra at the end of last year, we put forward a bill that was passed by both houses to make sure that we can take the sting out of those energy prices, number one. And then number two tonight, the New South Wales government and the federal government are both chipping in to make sure that we can take the sting out of electricity prices.
Yeah, you either get the 500 or you don't, Dr. Reid. You either get it or you don't. What percentage do you think of families on the Central Coast are going to get that $500?
Oh, there'll be a significant amount of people that will benefit from that electricity bill relief. And what I'd encourage your listeners to do is to write to us and to call us so that we can provide people with more detail on that. They can get us through social media. They know how to get a hold of us. They know where we are. Make sure that they call in and ask.
Now, tobacco, Rob's a prolific smoker. tobacco tax up 5% every year for 3 years. Ouch. Yes. That'll hurt them.
No, it is. It is. And I mean, this is part of our commitment. When we were last in government, tobacco reform and smoking reform was one of our centrepieces, and we're doing it again. And not just in the tobacco excise increases, but also too in vaping. We know that these issues lead to lifelong addiction and also chronic health conditions that really put a strain on our health system and also to cause lifelong health problems. And that's why we're really targeting this area, because it's important. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm a doctor. I treat people with these problems. I still treat people with these problems. And I think it's a step in the right direction to make sure that we can really combat this issue.
Yeah.
How does this spending of money reduce inflation when inflation is the biggest enemy right now?
Yeah, so one of the big things is making sure that we return significant amounts of consolidated revenue back to the budget bottom line. That's deflationary in nature. So making sure that we're not on some sort of rampant spending spree is really important. So we've returned a lot of that consolidated revenue back to the budget line. That's deflationary in nature. And also, too, by providing targeted cost of living relief. I know that we keep saying that line. I keep saying that line. But it's not a blank check. It's not spraying money. It's making sure that those targeted cost of living relief is going to people that need it. And that plus the return of consolidated revenue is deflationary by nature. And that's how we combat inflation, or more significantly, don't add to inflation.
Okay, look, we've run out of time, but there's one day we might do it next week. I want to talk about that high-speed rail, all right? And we'll see what's happening there. But Dr. Gordon Reid, member for Robertson, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Gordon.
Sounds good. Thanks, team. Have a good one.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.